This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The behavior of Democrats last night was completely disgraceful and demonstrated how severely out of touch they are with the American public. It was the most shameful moment in the history of presidential addresses in that beautiful chamber. In what was supposed to be a unifying moment for our country, Democrat members of Congress instead screamed at the President of the United States, who was just overwhelmingly reelected by their constituents, walked out of the chamber, and worst of all, they disrespected the American people.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
All right, Shannon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. I've listened to Congressman Al Green explain why he did what he did. I guess they're still going to vote to censure him at some point today. Am I right about that?
That is quite possible, although there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who sort of don't want to waste the time and energy on it. But remember, he's also busy with his impeachment that he has brought against President Trump. So he's always got a lot of things going on this morning. And, you know, today it might be censure.
So I'm sure you have a better memory than me. The name is not coming to me immediately. But, you know, I'm listening to Caroline Leavitt, and I do agree with the vast majority of what she says. I'll just say that up front. I remember when Barack Obama was president and a Republican congressman who I believe is still in Congress stood up
Joe Wilson.
Screamed, liar. That's his name, Joe Wilson.
South Carolina.
Did he end up getting censured? I don't remember if that happened or not.
I'm trying to remember if he did. It didn't go down well because it was kind of one of the first times that had happened, at least in recent memory. I mean, you know, they used to cane each other on the Senate floor.
Yeah, that's true.
but I'd have to think back about Joe. I mean, there was definitely a ton of backlash, but I'm not sure that there was a formal. I feel like there was something formally that was at least introduced with him.
Yeah, I wonder about just the. I don't think the Democrats got the reaction they had hoped for with their paddles and their pink suits and their lack of enthusiasm for anything, including a child with brain cancer. That was pretty shocking.
Yeah, and I think that's where you kind of lose folks because, listen, we understand that most of what a president says, you're going to have half the audience there in the chamber standing, the other ones sort of sitting on their hands and looking glum. But it seems like there are always universally some moments that, okay, everybody can, you know, cheer and stand for a hostage coming home or a kid with cancer or whatever it is. And I did see some clapping at times from the Democrats, but never really standing and clapping. So, you know, I heard from a strategist yesterday who said they run a lot of GOP campaigns, and they said, we love it. We're using all the video of them not standing for the kid, for the military, for whatever it was, the moment. And they said, you know, we're already going to, you know, use those in 2026 ads and say, like, you know, why couldn't this person stand for X? So it'll be interesting to see how it gets used.
Carl, our producer, who is the king of Google, says that Joe Wilson was indeed censured.
Okay.
For
2009.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By a pretty large margin. Was it 240? What did you say?
240 to 179.
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that seems can kind of be the start of what has happened here more recently. I mean, I also think about, you know, when the justices, a lot of them will never go to any of these joint addresses or State of the Unions anymore, because remember the dust up between Justice Alito and President Obama.
Yes.
And it turned out that Justice Alito was right about what he was objecting to at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've lost a little decorum.
Shannon, I know Trump was trying to freeze foreign aid, and the Supreme mm-hmm. Court came back and said, where does that go from here now?
So the lower court judge had said just a couple of weeks ago, you got to pay out all this money. These aid groups had come in and said, you know, we're falling apart. We're going to suffer irreparable harm. And so the lower court judge had said, yeah, you got to pay out roughly $2 billion in federal aid that goes for foreign aid. And so it worked through the appellate process, went to the Supreme Court 5-4. They said yesterday, okay, the lower court judge, that ruling can stand for now. Now, this whole thing's going to play out on the merits, but what it means is they're going to be ordered to pay that money out right now. There's actually a hearing today. The judge and that lower court who made that original ruling is holding a hearing because the Supreme Court did say, the majority, the five, you have got to explain exactly what has to be paid out so the Trump administration knows, get to move forward. But you saw the dissenters, Justice Alito, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Kavanaugh say, you know, this is stunning that one judge can start telling the federal government what to do and how to pay out funds. And they were in complete disagreement.
That's a good point. And plus, if the money goes out, how can you ever claw
right.
it back if ultimately
exactly.
the Supreme Court disagrees with it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something that Justice
yeah.
Alito wrote in that dissent. He said, you know, the government can probably never recover this money once it goes out the door.
No, not at all. Well, at least it's two out of what, $50 billion, $55 billion? How much do they think they've run?
Yeah, there's a lot
so
more
far?
At stake.
Yeah, that's for sure. Who are you getting lined up for this weekend?
We're definitely going to have a White House guest that I think will be somebody very exciting and interesting, because we want to talk to them about tariffs, the economy, this budget showdown that we run out of money on Friday. Next Friday. So there's a lot to get done. And hopefully we can announce that hopefully this afternoon.
Yeah, and finding out whether or not the tariffs are really the economic tool that the president
right.
claims they are, right? Yeah.
Exactly, because, you know, he doesn't seem interested at all in winding those down or the off-ramps
no.
for that. You know, a little reprieve on the automakers yesterday, but he seems to really believe in the history of what President McKinley did, and said it was the greatest thing for the country to be, you know, so involved with the tariff game. So he seems to be a big fan of that.
No struggle for content these days, huh, Shannon?
Not at all.
It's a great day in America.
You guys know.
That's true. Shannon Bream, thank you.
See you Sunday.
Yep, see you Sunday. Fox News Sunday. You can listen to it right here on 97.1 at the 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. We air that for you if you're out and about.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.